The Collective Unconscious. Hello, thank you for being here with me again. I hope you are all doing very well. The term with the exact words, collective unconscious, is a term that Carl Jung was the first to introduce or to use. It is described in the following way and with a few words. The collective unconscious, described by Carl Jung, represents a form of the unconscious that is part of the mind containing memories and ideas of which the individual is unaware, and is common to all mankind as a whole and originating in the inherited structure of the brain, and could be described as the reality that all humankind has agreed to perceive. Carl Jung is highly respected here among the Tagetans because he is perceived not only as a pioneer of modern terrestrial psychology but also because he does not fall into materialistic definitions and concepts only as most of his contemporary colleagues do. Since the early days of his life, Jung has had extensive contact with the paranormal, and his first-hand experiences with it do reflect in his non-materialistic approach to his interpretations of the human psyche, although I do notice a materialistic hint in his definition of the collective unconscious, the one I just mentioned. This video is not about Jung's interpretation of the collective unconscious. There is a lot of material, books, and videos about him. This video is about how the Tagetan culture sees or interprets the collective unconscious, and I will be using that term as I have no other, at least at the moment, but the concept the Tagetans have, and how they describe it does differ substantially from Carl Jung's, especially because in the Tagetan interpretation telepathy plays a major role in it, and not in Jung's. One aspect where they both agree is that the collective unconscious is the perception agreements that the group has. The Tagetan's interpretation is the one that follows. When there is a group of people, a society or a culture for example, the members tend to want to fit into that society as best as possible, and this is easy to understand as it is for survival reasons. Any individual not seen as acceptable in any society will tend to be ostracized and isolated from the group. This is especially obvious in primitive societies, where the individual that has been banned from the group for whatever reason would face certain death trying to survive on its own in the wilderness. Even those individuals who live in an advanced society nowadays, human or not human, or not even humanoid, all have that need to belong to a group because it is rooted in their unconscious where the memory of their past lives in primitive societies still exists. This primordial need to pertain to a group of people for protection and for survival is also exploited on Earth to keep humankind in a low vibration because the society on Earth is so chaotic and so sick that it is inherently impossible to fit into it as that primordial survival instinct demands. This nurtures the development of countless pathologies, both physical health problems and psychological problems, including promoting the development of full-blown psychopaths. And it is from there where the famous saying comes from. You cannot be well adapted to an inherently sick society. An individual will strive to fit into the culture that he or she is in, but as it is full of contradictions and rules that are impossible to follow, as well as full of double standards everywhere, the individual will waste all his energy, especially the mental one, attempting to adapt to a society that is impossible to live in an acceptable way, and with a good quality of life. Even though there may be a good degree of freedom in any society, especially in the interstellar ones, as would be expected, individuals still tend to stick to the culture where they were born, or in which they have spent most of their life and time in. And the mental images or boundaries that define that culture, when perceived by several individuals, will become the perceptual limits of such a society, even if they are only psychological limits or boundaries and not physical ones, as would be the case with Earth's society that at large is contained. When a society has clear boundaries, it forms the concept of cultural identity, where the members of it will adopt the ways and customs of the place. They will tend to think alike, to hold the same perception agreements and understanding about how reality works, with it creating a self-contained reality bubble that is specific to that group of individuals. That reality bubble contains ideas, perception agreements, images and values that all the individuals inside that matrix share, and may or may not coincide with those of other groups of individuals elsewhere. Following Carl Jung's definition of the collective unconscious, all the things those individuals in a culture disapprove of, dislike, or are caused by personal or collective trauma, end up in a mental bag of things that the individuals are not aware of, and that end up dictating their reactions and activities, and ultimately also end up dictating the fate of the society in question. All the individuals of a group or of a society hold similar frequencies, or personal vibrations, that have made them a match to the society they are living in, and this is also why a star seed or a person who has gone through a strong spiritual awakening tends to separate themselves from the collective, as they are no longer a vibrational match to the rest of them. In the case of star seeds and awakened ones, they will gravitate back to the frequency of the place and of the society they spent most of their time existing in, and that is most probably off-planet in a stellar culture. That's why they may feel so out of place on Earth, as their very essence does not agree with its society, and that's why they like to spend so much time alone, in nature or with the few like-minded friends they may find. In the case of the people who are contained inside a collective, they have a very strong tendency to adapt themselves to it, and to base all their values and interests on whatever the group dictates. And even if the individual or the group it pertains to is aware of it or not, telepathy within the group is very active, and it is with it how most of the perception agreements and collective ideas come from. People are in a super vibration and frequency which affects them strongly, and to the point where they literally think alike, many times even in a coordinated way, where all their perception agreements that make up their reality are passed from one to another in a sort of mental Wi-Fi system. This system works at many levels, the strongest being the one of the individual's immediate community, country, and planet. But there is also a larger collective unconscious that includes all the base values of an entire species or group of species, for example, all the races of Lyrian origin, the human-looking ones. They all share the basic same concepts that make up reality, and how to interact with it, and that includes many values and ideas that are shared by all the members of the species regardless of where in the galaxy they may be and of what culture they may pertain to. As they are all members of the same species, the Lyrian race, they will all hold similar Lyrian vibrations, making them all a match to the telepathic messages that are transmitted to them through the etheric field, or through the ethers. Where distance and location do not matter, as the principle of non-locality of the ether dictates, basically it says that distance and time are just illusions of the mind and are only valid when, or within the material world. As I explained in my last videos, when an individual in a group holds a different vibration from the average, it has three choices. It either removes itself from the group, transforms itself back into more of the group, or it becomes stronger than the collective it is living in, being able to adapt to living in that place without sacrificing its personal frequency. And this last is the case of the strongest star seeds that can adapt to Earth society, without sacrificing its vibration, interests, ethics, and all that makes up its unique vibration. As the starseed is strong and knows how to keep its vibration, it is this frequency that is transmitted into the field in that society, transforming it. This is why a single strong starseed can alter the vibration of an entire collective of people or even of a planet, becoming a nexus strong point, or beacon from where the energy of higher and more positive and loving realms comes into Earth, because the starseed is a match with the energy of those higher realms. Its very ideas are telepathically shared into the collective unconscious, with it seeding new and more positive ways to interpret reality. Although there will always be a component of the reality matrix that will also affect and transform the starseed, its very vibration can help it determine what it accepts of the collective it is in, taking in the good, and what serves it, and not the bad. The collective unconscious is the soup that coordinates how a group of people thinks, and as with everything, it is all a question of frequency matches and vibrations. The good and the bad are shared telepathically among the members of the group, and this means that the community as a mass of consciousness is manifesting its collective reality from that shared unconscious, including all their egregores and monsters. The collective on Earth manifest all their problems and all their schisms. Everything they live there is the result of that collective manifestation. Especially what humanity does not want as manifestation comes mostly from the realms of the unconscious. This would also include all those who strive to control the perception of the masses, as the people are still a match to being controlled. Humans tend to think in terms of one thing being correct and not the other, in a very dualistic way of thinking, but many times more than one thing may be correct. Humanity is both the cause of its problems and the victim of others as well, others who again, have been manifested by the collective unconscious of the group. Many times when someone is feeling depressed, or sad, it is the result of a strong telepathic message coming from a tendency in the field around that person, but it is possible to notice this and continue holding a good vibration. All that is needed is a strong personal frame and to be able to analyze feelings and thoughts to identify what may not be ours. This means we need to know ourselves well. This is why if you are a starseed on Earth, you must always keep an eye on your frequency and be responsible for your decisions and actions, as they not only affect you, but you are also affecting the field you are in, and in a very strong way, simply because you are different from the average, and that means that you also hold a stronger manifesting power. The idea that comes out of all that I just said may be a little disturbing, as it makes us see that our thoughts aren't as private and as ours as we'd like them to be. As the field affects us, we also affect the field. But I see this as something natural, as we are all very connected through the ethers, and in the end, we are all one, we are all source. Thank you for watching my video. Take care, and I hope to see you here again next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.